Hey, everybody, again, thank you for tuning in as we do our next audio to you. And today's audio is going to be about outsourcing and how effective outsourcing can not only save you time, but put you in a position to earn more money because it will free you up to do things that you should be devoting more time to. One of the things that I've done, and also Victoria and I have worked on, and we have other people helping us, is with a ghosting service that we run on the Warrior Forum. We've had a reasonable amount of success with this, and we've done virtually every kind of e-book, the different kinds of content that you can imagine, such as anything that would be part of a membership site, which can be guides, information, autoresponder emails, but we've also put together really powerful brochures, magazines, and those kind of things. And we've gotten really good at it. And because of that, I wanted to offer some advice to you if you're looking to outsource part or all of not only your Power Magazine marketer ideas and concepts, but different things like Kindle books and maybe a good researched short report that can be a giveaway, or just a main business budget ebook that you want to put together. We've created all kinds of guides and products, and because of that, I think we can in a position to offer some really good advice to you of what to look for finding the right kind of outsourcer. The first thing I wanted to talk to you about was initially when outsourcing was really big on the Warrior Forum and other places on the Internet, most people really didn't take the time to look into the business or the people that were providing services for them. They would just see someone running an ad. And there are people also running ads now on the Warrior Forum that you can pay $400 or $500 to, and they'll write you a book for, say, you know, between 10 and 12,000 words, maybe as much as 20,000 words. The question is, as a marketer, you need to ask yourself some questions. First of all and foremost, you know, who are these people? Why are they offering their services? And what kind of track record do they have? Because sometimes, you know, getting something a little cheaper is not always the best way to invest your money. It isn't economy to think that you're saving money, because what will happen is you could be kind of induced to want to hire somebody that, even though they claim English is their first language, that's the new trend that everyone is doing, is that, yeah, we're all English writers, but the kind of content that you get back is not targeted information, and it's not really very effective. It's sort of a generic ebook that really isn't that interesting. And I got to tell you, the top selling ebooks and guides online are very specific information. Sure, you can pay someone a couple of $100s or even get some PLR content, but is it going to deliver exactly what you need, and is it going to be tailor-made specifically to you and be of interest to the people that want to opt into your mailing list, or be able to provide really good content to people that is interesting, challenging, and will have them writing back to you and saying, this is just a fabulous ebook. Well, as you can see, the kind of content that should be created needs to be highly specific to you and your situation. And a lot of people, when they go to outsource, usually kind of just look for generic niches that are close to what they're doing or something similar. For example, a recent book that we did was on yoga. And there's a lot of content out there on yoga. So we made it very specific to a special kind of yoga, a special kind of meditation and things that take place, so that the book really teaches the niche something and gets them excited and then positions the niche so that they really want to be part of not only your mailing list but want to buy your products and services. I was going to bring Victoria in on this conversation and see what she thought, because she's had a couple of books on Kindle. Initially, when we started publishing books on Kindle, they were didn't do really well, but we learned and kept republishing, and now we've had a lot of books that have been top sellers, especially in the areas dealing not only with aquaponics, but also Victoria was a relatively successful children's author, and a lot of people don't know that because she's published books under, you know, different pen names, but we've had quite a few of her books reach the very top of their specific niche and their targeted category. So I wanted to ask you, Victoria, as far as outsourcers, what should people look for when it comes to having someone, say, write a Kindle book for them?
You need somebody that can actually research the information properly. because, as you mentioned, anybody can write a book, but it depends on the kind of quality that you're going to get. Before I even started writing, I always was a researcher first, and I will spend countless hours looking for materials that I thought were interesting, that had a basis for what our clients were looking for, especially with some of the books like the you know, yoga book or a meditational book. Those kinds of books I knew a lot about already, but I also look for different philosophies on those kinds of subjects. So if somebody has a book that they need to write, like, for instance, a book on minimalism, I wasn't really cluey about a lot of that, so I started researching different websites. I started looking at what people were saying about that, and I put a really great book together from the in-depth research that I was able to find.
You know, and that's something that a lot of other ghosting services will not do. What they will do is they'll go out and they'll find, and this is a tactic I don't know if a lot of you are aware of, they will actually go out and find PLR that is related to the topic that you want to do, and they will copy this information, and then they'll re-spin it, and then they'll clean it up a bit, and they'll sell it to you. And they do this. This whole process takes them maybe half an hour to do, and then maybe another hour to set the information into a book. And so essentially what you're getting is it will cost these people $20 or $30 to do this, but you end up with real crap, okay? And let's be honest. The reason why you're paying a couple of $100 or more to have a really good quality, you know, content put together is you want original content. And it's something that Victoria and I believe very strongly in. And, in fact, it's something that will highly benefit you in anything that you do online, because your content needs to be genuine, it needs to be real, and it needs to be also what people are searching for. So we take the top keywords and we actually look into what people are looking for, so that not only will the content suit what you want done for your market, but the outlines that we create are actually tweaked in such a way so that, you know, this is content that you can also break up and use on blogs or other sources that you can create. And it is critical that you ask people a series of questions to get the information so that you can then have that created properly so that that specific niche really wants that information. And I know I explain a lot of that not only in the Fanatical Niche Marketer's Guide, but also in the Power Magazine Marketer's Guide. We go into in-depth about how important it is to have absolutely phenomenal content. And the way that you get it is you go out and look for what people are looking for, and then you fulfill that by writing a really good outline, and that's the way that the content should be put together. And I got to tell you, a lot of people aren't doing that are selling these services on the Warrior Forum. So you may save a few dollars. You may get, you know, somebody in a sweatshop in China that speaks English, or eventually a lot of this stuff is jobbed out. And I tell you absolutely positively that I write a majority of the content, so does my wife, and we have a few other members of our team that absolutely, you know, are dedicated to this process. And nothing goes out unless we make sure that the outline is perfect. And we also send out a detailed questionnaire, which we refer to as our ghosting planner, to make sure that we're targeting the information for people correctly. Now, some people don't want to answer all these questions, but other people are very excited about the possibilities once they see that, you know, hey, these people are asking really good questions. You know, I hadn't thought about some of these questions. We've actually lost work from people that didn't want to answer our questionnaire, that came back to us a month or two later and said, you know, I really should have gone with you guys. You know, maybe I wouldn't have, you know, I could have saved even more money, because, again, it's not economy to save a little bit of money up front, but then realize that the product that you got is absolute crap. And I can think of at least three instances where we have written books for people that most of them were very dissatisfied with the first go-around. And we have had other people that we've rewritten content for two or three times to make sure that they were really happy with what they were receiving. And I think you can see from the reviews on the Ghosts R Us site that, you know, we do deliver, and we take it very seriously, just like this content was really ours and that this is what we wanted to put out there. And because of that, I think it makes a huge difference. So I really wanted you guys to understand and really get the whole outsourcing thing, that it's not a way to just, you know, make, you know, the whole content issue go away, because the final arbiter of that content needs to be you. You need to take that final outsourced product when you receive it and make the final tweaks that are going to make it originally yours. But we try very hard, at least with our ghosting business that has been running now successfully for quite some time on the Warrior Forum, to make sure that we really deliver. And I think, again, like I said, that's what you're looking for. If you really want to outsource stuff, you want to outsource it with people that you can see really care about content and really want to deliver something that is going to be a good final product for you. To me, that's money well spent. And for a lot of busy marketers, I really can't see a better option, because if you just want to hire some guy who's an English major who can write a good book for you, the book may sound wonderful. It may be aesthetically pleasing. It may, you know, flow off of your tongue. But the question is it really a book that you want to use, you know, to convince people to send you money? I think most people that market these services, in order to really understand what Warriors need, is they also need to be full-time marketers, because that is our majority of our focus. Now, granted, we have written books in almost every niche, everything literally from dog training to just about any kind of personal development and growth book. We've done cookbooks. We've done short books. We've done fictional stories. You know, we've done the whole gambit. And we've had reasonably good success in our own books as well, so that the content that we give you, you know, is going to be interesting, and it's also going to be compelling for people. Because ultimately, you want people to have that aha moment when they read this content. And we try very hard to put those little golden nuggets in each book that we create, so that it's not only a teachable moment for people, but it's also a product that you can feel proud to put your name on, and one that will save you a huge amount of time. And, of course, we also offer, you know, the Power Magazine marketer content. If you decide that, hey, you know, this whole magazine idea is great, Mike, we see that it works. We know that you and Victoria are having some real success with this. But I'm not really sure, even with the content that you've provided, if I can do this or not. Well, I believe you can. And I think that if you have sufficient time, that if you just devote to this and work on it every day, you're going to do really, really well. But I understand the time constraints on marketers. And it just seems like once you get online, you never have enough hours in the day. And that's where our team comes in. And not only did we want to provide you really dynamite content, but show you that you can successfully outsource with us. We have several companies that we also provide materials for their membership sites. I have plenty of repeat business. I have clients that have been coming back month after month. These are some of the biggest names on the Warrior Forum. Obviously, some of them don't want you to know where they're getting their content from, but I'm going to tell you, they're getting it from us. Okay, a lot of these people, a lot of the content that you may be buying now when it comes to other products and services, there's probably a reasonably good chance, if you're getting it from the Warrior Forum, probably some of that content has originated from us, especially if it's good content and you really like it. But I wanted to ask also Victoria another question, because she devotes a lot of time not only to the aquaponics niche, but she's a huge help when it comes to designing, you know, really award-winning images, things that look aesthetically pleasing. I wanted to thank her for the wonderful images that she put together for the Fanatical Niche Guide. And by the way, guys, if you want to check out the kind of quality for books that we put out, there's also, we can give you additional downloads so you can check that out. But if you haven't gotten the Fanatical Niche Guide right now, I would highly recommend that you do. It's great content. You can take a look at how well we not only target this information, but, you know, get people involved in the content and make them really want to, you know, be part of a successful marketing flow, which I know that a lot of you will be able to do if you continue with the right mindset. But Victoria, tell us some of the tips, tricks, and strategies that you use for creating some really awesome covers and the kind of, you know, visually pleasing work that you do with the magazines as well.
You have to look at it from another person's perspective, how they would view your cover. And it's not always just what you think looks good, although I do get a lot of compliments about the kind of covers I make, especially with the magazine covers. You know, I've had a lot of compliments about them. But you have to see things from a perspective of the person who's going to buy the magazine or the book from you. It has to be eye-popping, and it has to be visually appealing. And, you know, I've just finished creating a magazine cover for our aquaponics magazine for January, and it's just little things that we put on there that make somebody go, wow, this is great. A color is very important. If it's bland, it gets missed in amongst all the other books. And I also think that, for instance, like the Essential Fish Care Guide in Aquaponics that I wrote, I just had this picture of a fish who was blowing water bubbles out of his mouth, and it was very appealing. Very simple, but it said everything that it needed to say. It was a fish in water, so it was obviously the book that they could determine was going to be exactly what it said was inside of the book, too.
Now, I want to ask you another question. That particular book that you mentioned also is one of the top-selling books right now in its own category. Actually, in a couple of different categories, it's rated in the top 10, but there's one in particular. You're number two. You're right behind Sylvia Bernstein, who has been in the aquaponics niche for over 20 years, and a lot of that had to do with the cover design and had to do with the appeal to the niche, which is something that a lot of people that are professional cover creators can create really flashy, nice-looking covers. But the question you need to ask yourself as a marketer is, why am I putting together a specific cover and a look and feel? What advice would you offer to people about that?
Again, that comes down to perspective. Whatever you're writing in the book should actually be a cover. You know, I mean, if you're writing a book on, let me use an example. For instance, if you're doing something on minimalism, well, if you know what that is, it's simplicity in your life. So you don't want to have a cover to a book that is just all over the place. You want to have a very simple cover to represent the material that you've written. So you would find the appropriate covers to cover these stories that you've written. For instance, you know, people who are minimalistic live very clean, simple lives. They don't believe in clutter. And so you wouldn't want your cover to represent something different. It has to be pretty much along the same lines as what you're going for, so that someone looking at your cover, whether it be on Kindle or on a newsstand or wherever, can look at that and say, yeah, okay, so that's what I'm expecting to read inside of that particular magazine.
And I think that's really good advice, and that's something that's also overlooked. Part of the problem that happens is when you get content created for you is the people are in such a hurry to get that product done for you. They just want to put the money in their pocket and do the least amount of work that they can because they figure, well, you know, this is an outsourced job and, you know, this is kind of like buying PLR for them. And again, I want to remind you that it's important that your cover really stands out and grabs your niche, and it says something to them on the cover. In other words, the cover should speak directly to the kind of content that you want to create. And if you can't achieve that, then you need to rethink your cover. And I never understood this, but there's a lot of people that will pay a large sum of money from one place to get, you know, that specific content, and then they'll go to another place because they know that that person who's writing that book maybe can't create the cover that they need. And as far as from a marketing sense, I understand why you would do that. You want the best possible cover for the best, you know, content that you're delivering. But it's really nice when you can get both of that done at the same time. And with the ghosting planner guide that we send out, we want to make sure that, you know, the kind of colors, we want to look at websites that you have about this content. So we've actually discouraged business before in that sense, because people that haven't really thought out their niche and really know what they're doing, they'll come to us and say, yeah, I want a book. And then we will provide them with the ghosting planner, and they'll be so intimidated by it that they'll be like, well, maybe this is not the right place. I need to go somewhere else where I can just tell someone to do something, and they'll do it. But ultimately, if you don't receive the right set of directions from somebody, then you end up producing something that's sub-quality. And it will never be able to be good quality unless you're willing to participate in part of that, you know, being able to fill us in so that we know little things about you, so that we know you need a specific feel to your content because, you know, you have your own brand and your own way of saying and doing things. And that's very important to us. But it's not just about us trying to sell you on the services, because obviously you're going to choose the best service that you can for you and that you can afford. And sometimes we're not always the most affordable. And we've done that for a reason, not just because we want to make more money, but because we want to take our time and do a good project. And that's why we usually end up delivering probably in the 6 to 8 business days range, because we can really take our time. We do the research. We put together a really good quality outline. We get your input on that. We send you the outline. You tell us what you think. We do tweaks and everything else. And then once we have the right outline, we create the content. And 98% of the time, rewrites are almost non-existent with that process, because we've tuned into what you want and what you need. And that's something that is really critical when you're projecting your own unique quality and voice, and, of course, trying to maintain your own brand. And that's something that we've specialized in that maybe we haven't really explained sufficiently, that we probably should. And that's part of the reason why we're doing this audio, because we're also going to put this audio on our ghosting site. But the main thing that we want you guys to get is that when it is time to put your magazine together, and that you do need to outsource, that you look for those attributes in anybody that's going to be helping you. Now, one other final discussion point that I really wanted to have Victoria and I discuss was, not only do we do the research for the content, but when we outsource, which is very rare because we do 99% of the content creation ourselves, and we think that that's important too, but there is a time and place to outsource. If we were to outsource, Victoria, especially if you were to outsource, in a sense you do that with your other writers for the Aquaponics magazine, what do you look for in a writer, and what are some of the criteria that you have for a writer?
A writer should be able to, once again, I've seen some of the outsourced books, PLR products out there, and I was looking at one just to see the difference. Like, I wrote a book on organic gardening, and I found this PLR product, and I read it, and it was absolute rubbish. And I'm being perfectly honest. It didn't tell anybody any specifics of what was inside the book or what anything, you know, basically about organic gardening. It just did a brief overview, and it was absolute garbage because no one could have learned from it. You have to research, and that's the biggest criteria. If the person that you're outsourcing to isn't researching materials, even if they don't have any clue, they should be able to present you a book that actually helps people, because that was the intent of you getting someone else to do the work. So you didn't have to do it, and you are hoping for good quality. I've read books on Amazon that are just basically PLR, and I've looked inside the books, and I've even purchased them for like 99 cents. And I have to tell you, some of them are just garbage. And if you go to the review section underneath the Amazon Kindle, and I've read some of the reviews, you'll see a one-star rating or something like that, and it said, you know, I bought this book to learn something. I got told nothing. It was just the same garbage, and it was just a waste of time and energy. They're the kinds of books that you don't want to buy. I have, you know, on my Essential Fish Care Guide, I have 13 reviews. And every one of those reviews, somebody said something nice about the book, that they learned something. Even though the book was a quick read, there was something that was a great book. They, you know, for more experienced people, they even learned things from it. You have to give people something of benefit if they're going to be reading your books.
I think that's a good moral story, too, is that, well, the actual moral of the story is that PLR, if, and I know a lot of marketers love PLR, but I want to tell you something. I've talked with some of the top site owners for places that promote PLR. They really don't care if that PLR delivers what you need or not. What they're actually selling you is the idea that PLR will help you. But I'm going to tell you that if you don't really, you know, want to put a few dollars out and really hire people that are going to take this seriously, what's going to happen is you're going to go out and buy PLR, and everybody else is going to be using it. It's not going to differentiate you. And if you guys haven't learned anything else from the Power Magazine marketer content is that you must differentiate yourself. And the only way to do that is to either find somebody that's going to seriously deliver on the whole content need and take the few extra minutes to tell them exactly what you want created, or you're going to have to take the PLR that you buy and basically rewrite everything anyhow if you want it to have any real, you know, deliverability. And that's always been something that I think a lot of marketers kind of like. They buy a lot of PLR, but most of the PLR ends up sitting on their computers gathering dust, and ultimately that content really has no value. But there's a lot of sites out there that know that you like to buy PLR, so what they're selling you is the idea that the PLR is going to work, and they just make it look like a big flashy packet. Look, you're going to get all this stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd rather spend more money and get one product that I knew was really going to deliver for the people that are counting on me, as opposed to trying to buy a huge PLR package that has nothing of any real genuine value that hasn't already been shared online. And that's another thing that I wanted to talk to you about, kind of wrapping it up, is that when you're outsourcing, and if you're going to use PLR, you want to make sure that you always, always clean the content up, make changes, and make sure that you don't use a lot of the generic content that they give you to promote it. For example, let's say your PLR package comes with 10 articles that you can use to promote it. You need to understand something. If this package has been sold 500 times, there's at least probably half of those people are using some of that promotional content, and they don't really think about the whole dual content issue. But if there are dozens and dozens of similar articles out there saying the exact same thing, people have already seen that, okay? So you really need to understand that. And, Victoria, what are your thoughts on that subject?
I do know, for instance, Amazon Kindle. If you buy PLR and you put that PLR on Amazon, and they have a system now where they basically, it's like Copyscape, they'll send you back a letter and say that there is already this content on the internet and you have X amount of days. I think it's something like 7 days to clean up the content or to take it off, or they're going to ban your account. Because this is the problem that they're having. So Amazon's getting sick of crappy content too. And you should know that, because if you're going to be putting a book out there, your customers that are buying from you on Amazon are also complaining about your content if it's crappy. And they will go to Amazon and say, this person is selling crappy content. And they will get a notice from Amazon that they need to clean it up. It needs to be original, and you cannot use PLR products to copy other people's work. This is something that's basically been now for the last, I don't know, 3 to 6 months on Amazon. So you really need to have somebody who can write good material for you.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up, Victoria. I got a letter just today from Ryan Stevenson, who talks about, and he's another guru that's out there, but he's a good guy, and he promotes some pretty good stuff. And he talks about Amazon has recently been banning affiliates for one simple reason. They're basically running mini stores. And, you know, these kind of automated sites are also promoting a lot of content. Some of it is content that Amazon does not like. Amazon is always looking for unique content. So if you do plan on trying to sell your products and services somewhere else, it's very important that Amazon gets the first copy, because they're going to go out and search the Internet very briefly, and they have some pretty sophisticated tools to do that with. And I don't think anybody wants to make an enemy of Amazon. They're not very helpful lately, especially with, you know, them recently banning a lot of affiliates too, and obviously here in Colorado that's an issue. There are some places that Amazon just will not do business with as far as affiliate promotion. So, but I really want you guys to think about the whole importance of absolutely dynamite, brand new, spanking, sparkly, shiny new content. And that is going to be the main way for you to accomplish anything, especially now with all the search engine changes. You know, after Hummingbird pretty much decimating a lot of the backlinking and people trying to reproduce content in different ways, you really have to focus on creating good quality content. And as long as you do that and you're good about that and you do it, you know, every day, ultimately the search engines are going to fall in love with you, especially if you follow the steps that we've already, you know, outlined in the Power Magazine Marketer. So we hope that that information is helpful for everyone today about, you know, what you're looking for when it comes to the right outsourcing that you should be doing. Again, obviously, we're marketers, so we're asking you to consider using our service. And that also goes to, you know, being able to take advantage of the most recent offer that we made to you, which was we are willing to take the gold-level package for the Power Magazine Marketing. And if you're interested in having us help you with your magazine, we will actually upgrade that package just like you purchased the outsourcer, which is a package that is almost $2,000, and we're willing to do that for half price. If you're ready and you're really excited and want to get moving on the whole magazine thing, but you're just not quite there yet, and you could really use some help, and we can help you get launched and get going, get your first issue out there, and then just turn over the reins to you. It's sort of like having your own stagecoach set up for you, and all you have to do is sit up there and, you know, give you know, a little yeah, and let's get moving with this. And that's something that Victoria and I can help you with. Obviously, as marketers, you know, we have been down this road. We know what's needed. We know what you need to do to build up your niche. We can even help you choose the correct sub-niche once, you know, you're ready for all of this. And we'd be glad to talk to you about that a little bit more in detail. But if, again, you need anything else created, consider our Ghosts or Us ghosting service, and we'll put a link and a couple of links that you should check out in this email. But even if you don't, that's fine. We just wanted you to understand what to look for if you are going to find some other place. Watch out for the overseas sweatshops. They tend to sucker you in with a low price and over-deliver in a bunch of stuff that really you won't be able to use once you get it. You really want that one good piece of content that you can really use to grow your business, especially if it's a dynamite piece of content that you can use over and over again to entice people into your front end and get them into your marketing funnel, and everything's good to go. So this is Mike and Victoria signing off. We want to thank you again for taking the time to listen to us and kind of ramble on, but I think you can see that we definitely have your best interest at heart, and consider checking us out today, and let us know if you need some additional work done. We'll be glad to lend a hand. As always, have yourself a fabulous day, and keep thinking about your magazines and what you're going to be doing in the future.